The Byzantines were skilled in the use of subversion. A Byzantine technique while raiding enemy territory was to refrain from burning or plundering the estates of certain prominent men and of them alone in order to arouse suspicion and discord. The Byzantines were expert at dividing their enemies and encouraging simmering, long-standing ethnic divisions. The steppe tribes, such as the Huns, began in Central Asia as small tribes and grew through ethnogenesis, a process of conquering and then absorbing other cultures, so that their military force at its height was composed of many ethnic groups. The Byzantines used subversion to cause a reversal of this process by splitting these enemies back into their constituent parts, thereby awakening ethnic tensions with the help of bribery, alliances, and persuasion. The Byzantines used Christianity to convert and create allies, drawing upon the beauty and splendor of Constantinople to recruit potential agents deeply impressed by the obvious wealth and power of Byzantium and its church. The Byzantines were very effective at exploiting the cravings of foreign chieftains for titles and flattery and giving gifts to foreign targets. The Byzantines may have hated their enemies, but they sought to understand them and to learn their languages. Indeed, the early history of many cultures, such as the Bulgarians, Croats, Czechs, Moravians, Hungarians, and Serbs, is known to us today only through Byzantine texts. The Byzantine manual Strategikon of Mauricios shows this intense interest in understanding other cultures. Its descriptions were quite detailed. The Western light-haired peoples were described as, quote, bold and undaunted in battle. Daring and impetuous as they are, they consider any timidity and even a short retreat as a disgrace. These are qualities, as Lutwak points out, that give strength, but also generate severe tactical limitations. The Strategikon described the Persians as a people who obeyed their rulers out of fear. Its comments on the hardiness of Russian warriors sound like comparable German descriptions of Russian soldiers during World War II. Lutwak observes that powerful nations often disdain the study of their perceived inferiors, leading to events such as Napoleon's underestimation of the Tsarist army of serfs and drunken officers in Russia in 1812. The Byzantines worked to avoid the institutionalized myopias of such hubris.